Are you ready to dip in?
Welcome to the Divine Intervention Podcast. I'm Freya.
And I'm Holly.
And we're here to guide you to spirituality, taboo topics, and everything in between.
We'll dip our toes into some topics and dive deeper into others. Nothing is off the table.
This is a safe space for you, our listeners, to learn, grow, be inspired, and open your heart and mind.
Get ready. Let's take the plunge together.
Welcome back to episode 11 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. Today we're talking all things chakra and sound healing. But before we do that, we are going to get into the card of the week and the astro news of the week. So Holly, can you tell us what is going on this week?
Hello, dippers. So this week in the astrology forecast, we've got a couple of big transits happening. So first of all, we've got Mars entering Virgo. So Mars is our action planet. It's our doing planet. It rules aggression. It rules conflict. It rules sex. And so when this planet moves into Virgo, Virgo is an earthly sign and it's very organized, very practical. So this is a great time to really focus your energy and drive for your projects and your action in a really organized way. So really adopt your planning, really adopt looking at the finer details, really fine tuning your plan so that they go as smooth as possible, applying that Virgo energy of the details and the organization. The other major transit that is happening is our planet of communication, which is Mercury, is entering the fiery sign of Leo. So Leo energy is big energy. It's loud, it's fun, it's playful. So when our planet of communication, Mercury, enters Leo, this is a time to really embody the boldness of Leo to express yourself fully. Communicate with your loved ones, freely express how much you love them. It's a great time to express gratitude. It's a great time to have big shows of affection. And yeah, really get your voice out there loud and proud.
I love that. I'm really glad that Mars went into Virgo because I personally really need that energy for the upcoming week. I'm leaving for Bali on Friday. And we all know when you go on a holiday, it seems like you have a million things to do before you go, a million things to organize. So I really need that energy of being able to put my head down, write down the task, and just systematically just go through them to make sure that I leave as much as organized as possible, because I truly really enjoy that too, with lots of earth signs in my chart. I feel so much better when everything is lined up and I feel like I have things under control. So I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yeah, look, I'm really keen too for this transit of Mars coming into Virgo, because I've been feeling a little bit floaty, a little bit all over the place, kind of finding my feet here in Bali. And as of this week, I am really settling into my work routine and organizing my schedule here in Bali in a new environment. And so I am really looking forward to harnessing this Virgo energy to set up my schedule, get a nice routine, really fine tune those details, and yeah, get some things organized.
Yes, just tapping into that Virgo energy, which is so great for that, really for getting stuff done. I feel like Mars moving into Leo ties in really well with the tarot card of this week, which is the Sun. So the Sun is one of the major cards signifying a big shift in energy for us that spreads out over the upcoming years, or just a topic that comes out, comes back throughout our lives. So the Sun rises at dawn after the darkest of nights. If you've been through a little bit of a rough patch, things are about to turn for the better for you. The Sun signifies hope, joy, abundance, and sharing it with those that you love. The card has a child on there riding on a white horse into a field of sunflowers, which really signifies the joy that this card has and also the innocence. if you feel like lately it has been hard to tap into more the fun side of things, this is your moment to do so. Maybe revisit your childhood, what made you happy as a kid. Maybe try and get that innocence back a little bit and throw caution to the wind and just have fun with it. In the light of the sun, everything is illuminated and wonderful and beautiful. So really use that energy.
This is beautiful energy. I love this guidance for this week ahead. And how fitting, because Leo is actually ruled by the sun.
Yeah, and this card signifies the fire element, of course. So it really fits really well. The sun is definitely also more masculine energy. So you mentioned before being bold and making big gestures. That is definitely that masculine energy. So those two together make that after we get our shit done with the Virgo, we are ready to bask in abundance, bask in the sun, which is literally what we will be doing at the end of the week. We will be basking under the Balinese sun. I love it.
Perfect. This is beautiful guidance for the week ahead.
The week ahead.
This week, I am really keen to dip into this topic of the chakras in the body and sound healing. So for our listeners that aren't quite sure what these are, sound healing is a beautiful healing meditative practice, basically using any kind of sound that feels soothing. The sounds can come in the form of music, white noise. It can come in the form of various instruments. And it's basically used to help clear and activate the chakras in the body, help to calm the nervous system, help to quieten the mind, relax the body. It's a beautiful meditation practice. And sound healing is directly linked with our seven main chakras in the body. So these are energy centers that run up the spine, starting with the root chakra at the base of the spine and heading all the way up to the very top of the head, which is the crown chakra.
Yes, and I feel like almost everyone would have seen that image usually of someone sitting in prayer in cross-legged position with those bright colors, almost like a rainbow, going up exactly like you said, from the base of the spine all the way to the crown of the head. So for some people, this might be a little bit woo-woo because it's energy centers that you can't visibly see with the eye. There's also a lot of different opinions out there on how these chakra look, what color they represent, what they stand for. And as always, we're not experts on the topic. We're just going to share our opinion and our feelings about them. And there is no right and wrong here. If you feel a certain way about a certain chakra and it's linked to a certain emotion for you, then that's totally fine if that's something different than what we are going to discuss today. So Holly, we mentioned before in one of the earlier podcasts, Holly is a sound healer and works with crystal sound healing balls. And I fairly recently started dabbling into that as well. So it's just a beautiful gift and it has been really interesting to see what sound healing can do and how it can move the body. I think it's quite accepted worldwide that sound vibrations are actually a form of healing and can move certain things in our body that can be a mental frequency. It can push you from anxiety, fear state into a more relaxed state, even into sleep for some people. But also into the body, it can cause things to move. You know, we definitely have people that attend the sound healing sessions that feel certain things and then find out that there is something that they can work on health related in regards to that area. For me personally, one of the first time I went to a sound healing session of Holly, I listened to the orange ball, which is linked to the sacral chakra. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into what each chakra stands for in a minute, but it's all about the womb space, sexuality, sensuality. And at this point in time, I haven't had a period for about, I think, longer than a year, which we spoke about in the menstrual episode. And I remember that I just could not stand the sound of this orange ball. It was so intense for me and it made me feel so, so, so uncomfortable. And that was for me really linked to not having that period at the time. And maybe it was biological, that it just wasn't happening. And that's why I felt that ball so strong. So maybe it was physical, but it also was mental, because I had been stressing and worrying about whether I was going to get my period or not. And the sacral is also the area where we store trauma and emotions. Well, fairly shortly after that sound healing session, I got my period back. So I know that it definitely moved something in me. And that is just something so, so special.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we need to really listen to our bodies, particularly with the sound healing, because if you attend some sound healing classes regularly, you will probably find that each session is a little bit different for you. And perhaps each different bowl will sound a bit different to you each time. Perhaps some will sound more soothing, some classes, and others will sound more piercing or more uncomfortable at times. And if we really try and get into tune with our bodies, it's our bodies telling us, hey, this particular chakra is a little bit out of balance. And I know that that's true for me, because whether I'm laying down receiving at a class or whether I'm facilitating and playing the bowls, I notice that at times certain bowls sound a little bit more uncomfortable for me. For a while there, a couple of months ago, the throat chakra bowl was really piercing for me. I felt it a lot in my head, and I was just like, wow, I really feel like this is telling me that I need to do some throat chakra unblocking. And that means having those difficult conversations, talking to people, getting some things off my chest. And so it's a really beautiful practice when you're able to really tune in and identify what your body's kind of telling you with the sounds and the frequencies and the experience.
Definitely. And it can take some time to get used to it or to be able to fully surrender. For me, the first time I went to a sound healing class, I wouldn't say I necessarily enjoyed it. There's lots of people that love it straight away from the first go. For me, not really, especially being a very sensitive person. The sounds can be so overwhelming and so loud. And I guess that is kind of the healing part of it for me as well. If you come into a sound healing session with a very busy mind and your thoughts are running, you're going to notice that the sound healing kind of takes that away, because sometimes it's so loud that all you can think of is that particular sound at the moment. So it kind of blocks out all the other noise. And just give it a go, dippers, if you are in the position to do so, but give it a couple of tries to really get used to it if you don't love it the first time, because that's what I did, because I didn't love it. And look at me, now I'm facilitating. So you can come a long way. And like you said before, these chakras are not stagnant things. They are an energy center. Energy flows, comes and goes. So if you the first time feel really that maybe your root chakra is out of balance, maybe 3 days later, it's your heart chakra and they just move in and out of that. So it's not that if you have an imbalance somewhere, it's forever in your life going to be stuck there. And that's the beautiful thing about it. It's good to just let it flow.
Yeah. And for our dippers that really aren't sure what we're talking about in terms of the bowls and the crystal sound healing, basically we have a set of 7 crystal bowls. They're white bowls, and the way we play them around the outside, I liken it to when you have an empty wine glass and you like wet your finger and you rub your finger around the rim and it creates a noise. And so that's kind of what I initially thought of when I first heard sound healing. And each of the 7 bowls are a different musical note. And so when they're played individually and all together, it's a beautiful musical rhythm. But in terms of overall sound healing, there's all these other instruments as well. There's Tibetan sound healing bowls, which are more of a, I'm not actually sure what material they are, Freya. They're like a metal.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that they are tin or copper. And the sounds that Tibetan sound bowls create are quite different than the crystal chakra ones that we use. I feel like the crystal ones are a bit higher in tone than the Tibetan ones are. They are much lower. So in the classes that we facilitate, people are laying around the bowls, either with their head facing towards them or outwards, and that's the way they receive. But if you would book a private sound healing session or a Reiki, as Holly does as well, you will see that they place the balls actually on the body, on the chakra centers. So there's lots of different ways that you can have sound healing with these balls. And it's also not the only form of sound healing, because listening to a beautiful piece of music is also sound healing in a form. A guided meditation can be sound healing. Literally anything really that you enjoy and that causes a certain vibration and frequency.
Yeah, it's so beautiful actually. A couple of weeks ago when I was in Ubud in Bali, I went to an ancient sound healing class at a beautiful studio, and the instruments that they used were different to what I play. The facilitator had the Tibetan bowls out, and so they were more of that ancient kind of gong style sound. He also was playing some beautiful ocean frequency noises and some whale sounds, which was really soothing. And he had this, I want to say guitar, but it was kind of like a harp. I'm not quite sure exactly what instrument it was, but it was beautiful. And so, yeah, just like you said, Freya, sound healing can come in the form of all sorts of noises, all sorts of instruments. And yeah, the best thing you can do is lay back, relax, and just let the sound waves roll over you.
Yeah, just surrender to it.
Okay, Dippers, let's get into our chakras. So Freya and I are going to talk a little bit about each of the main seven chakras, kind of what they represent and what they mean when they're in balance and out of balance and how that feels. Again, this is Freya and my interpretation. There's a lot of information out there. So really just roll with what resonates with you with each chakra. So let's start with the root chakra. So this is the lowest chakra and it's located at the base of the spine. It's associated with the color red, and the Sanskrit name for this chakra is Muladhara. The root chakra is connected to the earth element, and when we're chanting with these chakras, the chant sound for the root chakra is Lam, L-A-M. So it basically sounds like Lam.
When the root chakra is in balance, you will feel grounded. You will literally feel the earth beneath you, and you will feel strong in the way you stand on the earth. You will feel like you're very much in touch with the physical world around you and your physical body, and perhaps with nature as well. You will feel safe and you will feel stable. Often also financially, you feel good about things. When the root chakra moves out of balance, you feel a little bit fearful. You are unsure of a lot of things and it's hard for you to connect with the material world. Maybe you worry about finances. Maybe you worry about your stability in this lifetime and you just do not really feel secure. For me personally as well, when I've noticed when my root chakra goes out of balance, I feel a little bit floaty in my body, as if I'm not fully present, as if I'm not fully feeling my environment around me. So a great way to get more in touch with your root chakra in the moments that you feel that she is a little bit out of balance is to notice things that you can hear around you, notice things that you can feel, things that you can smell, things that you can taste, and things that you can see.
And for our super spiritual dippers, in my personal experience, I find that when you're doing a lot of spiritual work, you're doing a lot of connection to spirit, a lot of meditation, a lot of basically dabbling in the divine, I find that you really need to make sure you don't forget about the root chakra. So when you're really connecting with spirit and meditating and floating up into the ethers, you really need to have that strong foundation and that strong root to the earth, basically. So really, when you're connecting with spirit and doing your spiritual practices, please don't forget about the root chakra, because it really helps you stay grounded in this reality while you're floating onto other ones.
Absolutely. And we also have a couple of little mantras for you, maybe to read out or repeat in your head when you want to tap into the root chakra energy, which is, I am safe, I am stable, I am grounded, and I am connected to my body.
Beautiful. I love those. Okay, Dippers, let's move on to our next chakra, which is called the sacral chakra. Now, this chakra is located deep in the lower belly and located within the womb space. So the Sanskrit word for the sacral chakra is Svadhisthana, and it is connected to the color orange. The element for this chakra is water, and our chant sound for the sacral chakra is Vam, which is V-A-M, and it sounds like Vam.
The sacral chakra is the energy center of our sensuality and sexuality. If the sacral chakra is in balance, you feel like you are not afraid of intimacy and you're not afraid to express yourself and your sexual and sensual side. At the same time, this space is linked to holding emotions and storing trauma. So if you feel like your sacral chakra is a little bit out of balance, you might have a hard time to open up and talk about some traumatic experience you have, and you may be holding onto that in the womb space area or the lower abdominal area. It's also, if this chakra is a little bit out of balance, you will feel that you can't really be creative and you can't express yourself in that way. Maybe you also feel low on energy and just not feel fully healthy. The mantras for activating the sacral chakra are: I am in touch with my sexuality. I am embracing my sensuality. Creative energy flows through me, and I release emotions that no longer serve me.
Beautiful. And moving up the body again now. So we're going into the upper belly. Just above the belly button lies the solar plexus chakra. The Sanskrit word for this chakra is Manipura. So the solar plexus chakra is connected to the color yellow. It's connected to the element fire. And our chant sound for this chakra is Ram, R-A-M, and it sounds like Ram.
The solar plexus is very much linked to the tarot card that we pulled earlier, the sun, as well as to Mercury moving into Leo. I feel like the solar plexus is all about fully embracing ourselves and celebrating ourselves and stepping into our own power. It's about being courageous, celebrating who you are as a person and not shying away from that, not trying to hide yourself or any aspect of yourself. When this chakra is in balance, you will feel like you can take on the world. You will also feel that you are really honoring yourself and really following the things that are meant for you and expressing yourself in a way that aligns with your higher purpose. When the solar plexus chakra moves out of balance, you'll probably feel that your self-esteem is low, you feel insecure, and you may even feel that you are not worthy of the things that you dream of doing. When this chakra is out of balance, you are also hesitant in going after what you really want. So you might be dreaming of things and taking the next steps, and maybe you even know exactly what to do, but you're just being held back. The way to activate this chakra again is by the following mantras. I am courageous. I believe in my own self-worth. I am confident in who I am. I celebrate my individuality. I follow my dreams.
I love these mantras. And Dippers, I really encourage you to, even out of all these chakras, really embody these solar plexus mantras, because just speaking from experience as a Reiki practitioner, particularly for females, I find that us females have a tendency to not have as much self-belief and have lower self-worth. And so without fail, pretty much every female client that I see needs some work in the solar plexus region. So yeah, really embody this, back yourself, and know that you got this. Okay, let's move up the body once again. So let's move into the very center of the chest, and this is where the heart chakra lies. So the Sanskrit word for the heart chakra is Anahata. And the heart chakra is linked to the color green and the element air. So the chant sound for this chakra is Yam, which is Y-A-M. And it sounds like
The heart chakra is all about showing kindness and compassion to others, but also to ourselves. It's about inviting loving relationship into our lives and trying to understand situations from different perspectives and letting people around you fully be who they are, as well as accepting yourself fully for who you are. It's about showing love to all those around you and also to yourself. When this chakra moves out of balance, I would say we can get into a state of jealousy or comparison to others, where we envy them and we compare and we feel like we're not good enough and we're not showing kindness to ourselves. It's also a state in which we can have maybe a little bit more conflict with those around us because we're not trying to see the other side of things. So the mantras that are linked to the heart chakra are, I am loved, I am a being of love, I am compassionate to others, and I always approach things with kindness.
Beautiful. And another thing to do with the heart chakra that I really love to embody is the forgiveness and the gratitude. I know in myself when my heart chakra is a little bit out of balance, when I am comparing myself to others or I'm finding that little bit of jealousy, just like you said, Freya. And so I try and, I don't know, wear something green. I try and chant my heart chakra sound and really try and dive into the heart, find that compassion, find that forgiveness, find that real self-acceptance and self-love and find some gratitude.
Absolutely. And another way to really tap into this heart chakra is when you're laying down, just noticing the rise and fall of your chest and asking yourself, how does my heart feel today? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel light and happy? And that is just a way to really tap into that a little bit more, because at the end of the day, the heart space is so important for us and in our lives and for everyone. And it's beautiful if it's in balance.
So beautiful. I love the heart chakra so much.
Me too.
Okay, moving up again. We're moving up into the throat. And this is where the throat chakra lies. Our Sanskrit word for throat chakra is Vishuddha. I hope I pronounced that one correctly. Some of these are a little bit hard to pronounce. The throat chakra is linked to the color light blue. And it is the element of space. So our chant sound for the throat chakra is Ham, H-A-M. And this is a really good chant sound to embody when you really feel like you need to unblock that throat chakra. So it sounds like Ham.
Much like the solar plexus, I find that this is the chakra that goes out of balance for a lot of people that I've met throughout the years. It's all about speaking your truth, communicating clearly, and standing up for what you believe in. We all know the difficult conversations we all have to have from time to time and how we can dread them and avoid them. Sometimes might even feel that you have like a little block in your throat, like it's hard to speak and your throat and tongue are dry. That is exactly when the throat chakra goes out of balance. It's when we are unable to fully speak our truth and to stand up for ourselves. You will notice that when your throat chakra is in balance, you can speak freely. You can say what you want, but in a really nice and clear way. It's also, if it's in balance, it's quite easy for you to come up with solutions and to explain them to others. And often these solutions are quite diplomatic. When it's out of balance, you can tend to become a little bit judgmental of others and a little bit critical and maybe even a bit blunt and harsh in the way you express yourself to others. The mantras for the throat chakra are, I speak my truth. I communicate clearly. I do not pass judgment onto others or myself. And I stand up for what I believe in.
Beautiful. And I think another beautiful way to help open that throat chakra, if you're feeling a little shy and you're not quite ready to have a difficult conversation, or you're not quite ready to bring something up with a loved one that you know is going to be a bit difficult, is singing. So even by yourself in the car, put on your favorite song, crank it up loud, and just open that throat chakra and sing as loud as you can, and let some of these frustrations and emotions come out through your throat. If you feel like screaming, then scream. If you feel like yelling, yell. If you feel like singing, sing. So yeah, this is a beautiful way to help activate and help unblock this chakra.
Definitely. And I feel like crying is a big one of that as well. Crying is obviously linked to other chakras too, but a good cry in the shower with loud noise comes a very long way.
Shower cries are the best.
Undisputed.
Okay, dippers, let's move up again to our second last chakra. So this is our third eye chakra. It's located in between the eyebrows and it's linked to the color dark blue or sometimes a dark purple. So the Sanskrit word for this chakra is Anya. It doesn't actually have an element linked to it. And the chant sound, which I'm sure our dippers will all be very familiar with, is Om. And it sounds like Om.
The third eye chakra is definitely my favorite chakra by far. It's always been. And I think it is because it's so much linked to the spiritual world. The third eye chakra is all about tapping into your spiritual side and your deeper inner knowing. When your third eye chakra is in balance, you tend to make decisions more so with your intuition and that inner knowing than with ration and your head. So the third eye chakra is also much about our psychic awareness and our ability to connect with that, the ability to surrender, the ability to feel safe and let things play out the way they're going to play out anyway. When this chakra is out of balance, you will probably feel like you can't really connect to your inner self. I've had someone in sound healing before that always sees a lot of auras and colors. And one day she came in and she said, "I could not see anything. This is how I know that my third eye chakra is out of balance. I am not open to receiving the messages from the universe and anything beyond. I'm not even open to receiving the messages from my inner knowing." So that is a way to know when it's out of balance. It can also, just like the root chakra, make us feel unsafe and insecure, but more so in the spiritual world and the mental state. Some mantras that are linked to this chakra are: I am in touch with my intuition, I honor my psychic abilities, and I am open to receive while feeling protected by the universe.
Yeah, they're really beautiful mantras for that chakra. And I think another way to really tell when your third eye chakra needs a bit of activation or a bit of unblocking is you feel like you're overthinking, worrying, and you're struggling to make a decision. You're struggling to figure out, like, I'm not quite sure which way to go with this. I'm not quite sure which path to take. I can't figure out what's going to be right for me. And so that way, in that regard, it's all about slowing down, finding some stillness with the mind so that you can try and hear that intuition. And a real good simple meditation to help with the third eye chakra is simply finding a quiet space, closing the eyes down, and then focusing your eye gaze up a little bit to that space in between the eyebrows, to where the third eye chakra is located, and literally just finding that stillness and having your eyes closed with your eye gaze there in between the eyebrows can really help strengthen the third eye chakra and help you connect on a deeper level.
Absolutely. And if you want to take it even further spiritually, place a little amethyst crystal on the third eye space as well to really tap into that spiritual side and tap into your intuition.
Beautiful. I love that so much. Okay, dippers, let's move up to our seventh and final chakra. So located at the very top of the head is our crown chakra. Our Sanskrit word for this one is Sahasrara. I hope that I said that one correctly as well. So our crown chakra is linked to the color light purple, sometimes a light pink, and sometimes also white. And the crown chakra is not, again, not linked to an element, because it's linked to the upper realms and our higher consciousness, our higher self. And our chant sound for the crown chakra is ah, which is an ah, and it just sounds like ah. Alternatively, something that I really love doing when I'm chanting through all the chakras is the chant sound for the crown chakra is actually just silence. And we focus on listening. We focus on taking in the space around us and just tuning in and allowing that listening to come through.
That is beautiful. And another way to really tap into that crown chakra is envisioning that white light shooting up from the crown of your head up all the way in the universe. Because the crown chakra really is about our connection to everyone in this universe. Whereas the third eye is a bit more about that inner knowing. This one is about trusting in the plan that the universe has for you, the plan of the divine timing. When this chakra is in balance, you will feel secure and you will know where you want to go in this lifetime. And even if you don't, you feel like, I know the right thing is going to show up for me anyway. And you have that full surrender. You will also then believe that we are all sharing the same human experience and that we're all part of the same collective, which will make you able to see perspective from different people and empathize with them and see where they're at the journey. It can really help you to live in alignment with your higher purpose and to trust your inner knowing. If this chakra moves out of balance, you probably feel a little bit unsettled in life as to you're not sure where you're going, and things that keep showing up for you, you're not sure why that happens. I think a saying that people use a lot when they are out of balance in a crown chakra is, why is this happening to me? Why now? Why this? It's that part of not surrendering and not understanding. Often, if the crown chakra is out of balance, we also feel alone in going through a specific experience. We feel like there's no one else out there that is experiencing the same thing as us or can understand what is happening to us or maybe how you feel. Whereas we're all sharing the same experience, there's always at least one person in this world or beyond that has lived through the same thing as you and knows how you feel. So mantras to activate this crown chakra are, I am in alignment with my higher purpose. I trust in the universe and I surrender to divine timing.
So beautiful. And just another little mantra that I find myself saying when I need to strengthen that crown chakra and have that trust is, I trust that what is meant for me will find me.
Yes, what is meant for you will never walk away, will never be for anyone else, will always be there for you, no matter what you do. All right, Dippers, that was all for today on sound healing and chakras. If you're located on the Gold Coast, Brisbane, anywhere around that, please come and attend one of Holly's or mine sound healing sessions, or just find a local studio. Try and really have the experience because we're just so excited about it. We would also love to know what you think about the chakras. Was there, even when we were reading them out and talking about there, was there one for you that stood out or that rang a bell? We would love to know.
Beautiful. I loved speaking about this today. I absolutely love the chakras. And I think if you're a bit shy, maybe to start a sound healing class first up, maybe try some chakra meditations from home. You can literally just type them into Spotify or YouTube, just go chakra body scan meditation. And that's a really nice way to start connecting with each chakra, feeling into each of those areas in the body and start to really connect with those energies.
Absolutely. And like we said at the beginning of the episode, sound healing is not the only way. When I say sound healing, I automatically think of the sound balls because that's what, you know, we do and what we often we call that class sound healing. But there are so many different ways to have healing sounds. It can be music, certain frequencies, guided meditation. Yeah, just have some fun with it and try something new. And please let us know what you think. So without further ado, let's wrap that up for this episode. The next time you'll hear from us, we will be reporting live from Bali. So excited to see you again, Holly. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes, I am so excited, Freya, for you to come over and join me in Bali. I'm so keen to take Dip on tour.
Dip on tour. Until we're past the line again.
We'll see you at the next Dip.